Welcome to Census Pod. We're delighted to have with us as our guest speaker today, Dr. Alessandro Prigioni. Can you please introduce yourself for our audience?
Hi, my name is Alessandro Prigioni, and I'm a professor of pediatric metabolic medicine at the University of Düsseldorf, Germany. I completed my medical degree and PhD at the University of Milan, Italy. During my training, I studied mitochondrial diseases with Gino Cortopassi at UC Davis, California, and with Vania Broccoli at the University of San Raffaele in Milan, Italy. And with Vania Broccoli, I worked with mouse-induced pluripotent stem cells, shortly iPSCs. And then I moved to Germany. There I joined the lab of James Ajay at the Max Planck Institute. And there I work again with iPS cells, but with human iPS cells. And finally, in 2015, I started my independent group at the Max Delbruck Center in Berlin, Germany. And I moved then my group last year here to Düsseldorf. And in my group, we're basically merging these two fields, so the iPS cells and the mitochondrial diseases, to use iPS cells to model mitochondrial disease and potentially finding treatments.
Thank you for sharing your background with us. Can you please tell us about your latest research activities?
So our research activities are based on the use of iPS cells for mitochondrial disorders. So what are iPS cells? These are stem cells that can be generated from normal skin cells. So after normal biopsy, we can reprogram skin cells into stem cells, which are called iPS cells, so induced pluripotent stem cells. And these stem cells, then we can manipulate them, we can change their genome, we can, for example, insert mutation or correct mutations, and then we can differentiate these iPS cells into neurons or into brain organoids, which are three-dimensional structure that can mimic the developing brain. So this is what we do in the lab. We use neurons and brain organoids derived from patients with mitochondrial disease to basically identify the mechanism underlying the disease and identify targets for therapy. And this is because mitochondrial disease suffers from a lack of animal models, because the mitochondrial genome is hard to manipulate, so there is not good animal models or cellular models. So this is what we are hoping to achieve, to find better models so where we can understand the disease and find therapies. Our latest work that was published in Nature Communication last month deal exactly with this topic. We study the disease called Leigh syndrome, which is the most severe mitochondrial disease in children. And basically, using iPS cells and brain organoids, we identify that the mechanism underlying the disease is due to not to a death of fully mature neurons, but really to the defect in the development of these neurons, and so in particular in their branching capacity. And so using that as a phenotype for targeting therapies, we identify potential treatment that might counteract these defects. And in particular, we used treatments that are FDA approved for other conditions, so that it can be repositioned for Leigh syndrome. And this is basically our strategy. We are looking for, not for new drugs, but we're looking to use old drugs or drugs that are already in use, that are already safe for children, and that we can then redirect, reposition for mitochondrial disorders.
How did you come to learn about Census Cultural? Are there specific areas of research that you foresee collaborating with Census Cultural on?
I learned about Census Culture in 2018 through interaction with the Royan Institute for Stem Cell Biology. And since then, we've been trying to work together to see if we can develop a project on autism, where we can apply our technology, namely iPS cells, brain organoids, and mitochondrial detection, to develop a project together. So this is what we're currently thinking about. basically to use these patient-specific organoids in a dish to understand whether there are potential mitochondrial dysfunction that we can target.
Finally, do you plan to participate in the stem cell conference organized by Sensus Cultural and the UC Davis Mind Institute? As you know, this conference is coming up hopefully soon in September in Sacramento. What will you speak about if you participate? And what do you think that your take back will be from this conference to build on?
Yeah, I plan to participate in the stem cell conference organized by Sensus and the UC Davis Mind Institute. And I will speak about our recent work that I mentioned before related to the use of iPS cells with genome editing and the differentiation into brain organoids for the treatment of Leigh syndrome, for identifying treatments for Leigh syndrome. And also by being there, I hope to interact with colleagues and experts of the field and hopefully coming back to have a more clear roadmap of the project that I mentioned before that we could do together with Sensus Cultural related to the use of iPS cells and brain organoids for understanding autism and possibly identifying targets of intervention. Thank you.
We look forward to welcoming you when you arrive in Sacramento, and thank you very much for joining us in our latest Sensus Pod program.